Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. The recession, the talk in early 23, late 22, the recession, the anxiety at the Federal Reserve, the recession, the markets hesitating, moving sideways, all of 23 for the S&P 493. Not the Mag 7, the S&P 493, sideways. In fact, small caps are down since the July rally, the recession. And then it goes away. I welcome Chris to comment on a new report that the energy sector, that would be oil, is flagging recession. How does it flag it? There is no geopolitical change in the Middle East. It's worse. There's no geopolitical change in Europe. It's worse. There certainly is no change in the prospects for 25, and the war is continuing, even deepening, if the Hezbollah war begins. And yet, the price of oil has gone from the 90s in the springtime, where it touched, this is Brent crude, the metric for Europe, to 70 or less now, and there is prospect of it going into the 60s or lower in the immediate future. Recession? Question mark. Chris, a very good evening to you. You have been very clear, a worldwide recession for 2 years. Now, and again, the market uses that word. Is the energy sector different with oil going the wrong way in a crisis? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What you're seeing is the materialization of the consumer in both the U.S. and globally just running out of those stimulus dollars that were pumped out during the pandemic. So consumer savings are now effectively wiped out in many classes. Credit is extended and overextended for many classes. So you're at a point now where oil and some of the base consumptives are starting to be reduced in use because the customer is simply tapped out. The recession that we're in the last two and a half years has been masked by government spending, but it's definitely kind of that Midwestern Main Street recession in the mid to lower classes.
West Texas Intermediate, that's the one we use, fell as low as 65.27, the weakest since May of 23, although it rebounded. Brent crude hit 70.61, that's Europe. We're looking at prices that are seeking some floor somewhere below, but OPEC downgraded its forecast for 24 oil demand growth for a second consecutive month, just days after eight members of the enlarged producer group OPEC Plus said they would delay by 2 months a plan to unwind voluntary production cuts that were due to start in October. Now this quote, China is bad. The U.S. is heading lower and suddenly you are all consumed in bearish talk and very bearish sentiment, said Shieldrop, chief commodities analyst at SEB. So the markets know the recession is possible, is starting again, is spreading. How do you read those bearish remarks from a trader?
The markets know that the recession is here. And in that market being a future forecast, they're seeing that even with rate cuts and others, that for the next, call it 12 to 18 months, there will be a time of decreased demand. So these markets are forerunning and advanced indicators of what the future will be.
China. We've talked off and on about China's recession underway, but there's a new report that's not about the past or the immediate events. It's about the future. FT, this is the big read. They take time to prepare this. Reported out of China itself, Suzhou, how China has throttled its private sector. Subhead, venture capital finance has dried up amid political and economic pressures. prompting a dramatic fall in new company formation. Dramatic is an understatement. It's crashed. Pharmaceutical, biotech, even AI stuff is just gone missing. These are not the well-to-do or wealthy. These are entrepreneurs. The suggestion here is that the venture capital industry no longer exists in China, and that perhaps it was depending upon outside investment for years, and that wasn't obvious. The large companies such as Alibaba, we can remember that IPO in 2014, 10 years ago, raising $21.8 billion on the first day, the largest at the, ever at the time, going from the 70s all the way to 300 plus during the pandemic. Now it's back down to the 70s. Jack Ma is unusually quiet. And that is a large story of the reversal of fortunes these last 10 years. But to strangle, to throttle, the metaphor the FT prefers, to throttle the entrepreneur, why? How does this gain anything? A person who's not rich, not going to have power, probably not a member of the Communist Party, why take away his future?
John, I think from Mr. Xi's perspective, it's about control. There are two kind of big issues here. One, Secretary Raimondo said in August of 23, what the rest of the world was aware of from the business perspective, that China is basically uninvestable. And that was roughly 1 year ago now. But the sentiments and all the headwinds from Chinese government against foreign investment in China causing more problems, becoming a very difficult place to do business, were increasing. Second, in the plenary speech that Mr. Xi gave in late 2022, the statements to say that if you're successful, it's because of the state. If in China, if you're too successful, it's because you're corrupt. So not a very, very strong signal across China. If you're an entrepreneur and you have a great idea, get out. You have no future here. We will be in absolute control. So China's been facing both a capital drain and a brain drain for the last 2 years. Of those that see a future and that have that hope and can build great businesses are not doing that in China.
You can see the COVID in a chart of companies founded. It peaked at 50,000 in 2018 and less than 1,000 right now. The puzzle here is everybody got COVID. Did China not know that? The lockdown was immaterial to whether people were going to get it or not, because when they went back out, they were exposed to the iterations of COVID. So they're using COVID as an explanation for their consolidation. Is it adequate, or would this have happened without the COVID?
It masks another thing that happened, and this happened not only in China, but in other parts of the world. COVID was an amazing opportunity for governments to grab additional powers. In China, that flipped China from being a great place to do business to a much more controlled state and a much more difficult place to do business. That recovery has never happened. And while Mr. Xi will publicly state he's very positive towards investment in China, the policies implemented within China continue to become much more adversarial to business. And you have entrepreneurs that are not worried about return on capital in China. They're worried about return of capital in China. It is not a place to do business in the same way that it was pre-COVID.
The oil story, we talked about it being bearish, and perhaps that's China. Definitely China is, copper has dropped. I think it's $4, however they measure it. So China's in a recession. Does that touch us? Is that part of our story as well, or can we ignore it?
Absolutely tied. China will go into a recession because the U.S. is in a recession. If China is the factory floor to the West, if orders from the West are declining because the consumer is tapped, China is that canary in the coal mine, showing you orders are off, customers constrained, consumers constrained, and the factory is not running at peak because there's not enough demand.
And the markets are reflecting jitters now. It's said to have something to do with the Federal Reserve and the pace of reduction in the cost of money. We're promised one next week. Promise has got asterisks on it. We're promised one next week, and I don't know how many more by the end of the year. The recession talk is back in the marketplace, hence that crash of the Mag 7 last week. Do you hear it go going into 25, or are we going to see it before the end of the year?
You'll see it in sectors before the end of the year. You're seeing several retailers that were on the bubble filing bankruptcy. You're seeing some of the QSRs that were highly capital dependent or based on leverage capital filing bankruptcy. The early signs of that event are now in full throw, and you'll start to see more snowballs as you get closer and closer to Christmas of more bankruptcy filings, more layoffs from the corporate sector.
Chris Swiegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm, business on all the major continents, transforming the retail space. This is CBS Eye on the World, the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.